Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Just Us Talks with Tisha, which is my weekly Blog Talk Radio show in which we discuss everything from politics to social justice, and of course we discuss the law. I am your host, Tisha Hillman, and if this is your first time tuning in, I am a Maryland-based attorney practicing in the areas of personal injury, family, and also criminal law. So if you have any questions, please feel free to give my office a call at 301-744-7996. I have to take my show on the road today due to running appointments back-to-back, but that will nevertheless have no impact at all on the quality of the information that I provide to you all today. So today, I want to really focus on what's going on in our country. And if you tuned into my show before, you know that I always do a segment, at least a partial segment or something, on what's going on in the country, because the law impacts every single thing that happens in our lives. So whether it be from falling down the stairs, to being discriminated against at work, every single area of our lives, you can go back to its beginning in the law. Not to say that there is a remedy for every single thing that happens to us under the law, but that is to say that the law has an impact. So because of that, I really want to focus on some of the craziness that happens in our country. And you know, of course, I can do many, many shows in their entirety on what happens in our country, because under this current administration, there is so much that is happening that it's almost unbelievable. So today, I wake up to an article on thehill.com as well as several other news outlets indicating that the current administration has now taken a new stance, specifically the Department of Justice, is now going after colleges for basically reverse discrimination. Now, here's the thing about that. Reverse discrimination is basically conservative white folks being angry about affirmative action. So, or not just, let me go back, not just affirmative action, but equality. So anytime you have marginalized groups asking for justice and for equality, you have people that come out that basically, sometimes I'm lost for words because of the level of crazy. Like, I'm usually not lost for words, but it's so infuriating that I'm almost lost for words. And so basically you have these people that come out anytime you have people asking for their rights to be protected, you have people on the other side saying, well, this is really reverse discrimination. Reverse discrimination is a fallacy. It does not exist. It is not real. There is no such thing as reverse discrimination. Because if you ever listen to my show, you know that I talk a lot about white privilege and racism and equality and injustice, because I believe in justice and equality and promoting justice and equality for all people. And so the people that are not discriminated against are white people. And the reason that is, I mean, I can go on and on about this, but basically there's such thing as white privilege. And what that privilege allows is for you to be the standard for everything that is good, right? You are the standard for what it means to be smart, for what it means to be beautiful, for what it means to be non-criminal. Most of the time, it's not white folks that are being followed in stores and accused of shoplifting. Most of the time, it's not white folks being targeted and shot by the police. And I'll go into that again in a second. And so this whole idea of reverse discrimination is absolutely ridiculous. And so what the DOJ is doing is now where schools that have affirmative action programs, they are now basically going against these schools schools are now discriminating against white people, which is absolutely crazy. And if you remember the story, I think it was Abigail Fisher was her name, because there were a lot of very, very funny hashtags that resulted from this Abigail Fisher situation. And basically, Abigail Fisher was a young white woman who filed a lawsuit that went all the way to the Supreme Court, basically saying that she was discriminated against because she was white, and that she did not get a spot in this particular college because she was white, and that the, you know, basically that what should have been her slot, right, first of all, that she thought, I mean, again, this is where white privilege comes in, that she really thought that it should have been her slot, but instead it went to a minority. And so the crazy with that is that, one, her privilege made her believe that she was somehow owed this spot in this institution for higher learning. And because of that, she felt that she had been discriminated against. Now, not to mention the fact that maybe the other person's SAT scores or GPA, or maybe both, were higher than her, but she really felt that she deserved this spot because she was white, and that she was discriminated against because she was white. Now, the absurdity, absolute absurdity in that is what really grinds my gears, because this young woman actually believed that she deserved that slot, and it should not have gone to a minority, that it should have gone to her. Had it not been for affirmative action, she believes that, which is what she's saying is reverse discrimination, she believes that that slot should have been her. And it's absolutely absurd. Because, yes, affirmative action is important, and I will always stand by that. And, of course, those people that argue and say, well, you know, it's really what it's saying about minorities is that we have to lower the standard for them. No, what it's saying is, historically, every single institution in this country has discriminated against people of color, every single one, from housing to education to financing to the law, every single institution in this country, which is why it's systemic. Every institution in this country has historically and continually discriminated against people of color. And so, no, I don't believe in reverse discrimination. I absolutely believe this is fallacy. And what it is, it's a way to diminish the fight for equality. And I will stand by that because it's absolutely true. And so when you have a Department of Justice that is purposely going after institutions who have sought to level the playing field because they have, quote-unquote, discriminated against white people, it's absurd. And it's heartbreaking also because this administration has done every single thing that it possibly can to not only erase the legacy of our former president, Barack Obama, but also to take this country back at least 60 years. And the fight for equality and justice that this country has done, and people in this country have lost their lives, lost their freedom, to fight for equality, to have an administration and a Justice Department who is doing every single thing it can to erase all of that and to take us back to here. And that is what they mean when they say, make our country great again, make America great again. And it's really a dog whistle for Make America White Again. And those of us fight for equality, we all know that. But, of course, to say Make America White Again is not very popular. And so you couch it in saying Make America Great Again, taking us back to that time when America was great, which would be, in this administration's mind, the 60s, a time when voting rights were basically none, where freedoms and Jim Crow and discrimination and segregation, where all of those things were popular, That is what this administration is fighting for, to take us back to that time, a time when white America felt safest, I guess, and where white America felt as though they were not in any sort of danger of losing their privilege. And that's what this is all about, is white America's fear of losing their privilege, because the country is getting browner, because, and in their mind, because of immigration, which is why they're seeking to basically get rid of brown people in this country, if it's not by, cracking down on immigration, building walls, it's by either imprisoning or executing black men so that you can't increase the black population, right? And so we want to get back, in their mind, get back to the time where white America was white and where segregation was in place and all these black people were in their place, basically. We want to get back to that time. And so that is a very, very dangerous mindset, because I guarantee you, no one is trying to go back, except for these crazy folks, no one is trying to go back to that time. And so what will we do? What will we do to fight the injustices that are happening in this country under the current administration? Give me a call. Let's talk about it. If you want to call in, you can certainly dial in to the show. And I've placed the call-in number on my Facebook page, which is T.S. Tolman Law. But certainly, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about what you plan to do. What are your thoughts on this? I want to move along to another area of something that really impacts the law industry and the individual laws regarding criminal justice. And I saw a video this morning. I'm not really sure how old the video is, but it was a video of a young black man sitting in his driveway. And in his car, sitting in his driveway at his house, a police officer comes to the window and basically tells the young man, what are you doing here, and asking him all these questions about what the man is doing here in his vehicle, in his driveway, in his house. Now, folks, if you think this is ridiculous, just understand that this is the life of black people in this country, specifically black men. Now, I'm not saying that it does not happen to black women, because obviously it happens like Corinne Gaze, Grace, is it Grace or Gaze? Grace. Gaze, Corinne Gaze in Baltimore. And I can certainly name other black women, Sandra Bland. Many black women have been profiled and shot. And I actually like to say executed, because that's exactly what it is. Executed by police. And but it certainly does not happen, at least that we know of, right? Not all of these stories make it to the media. But in this particular case, this young man was sitting in his car, and the police accosted him, asking him all these questions. Now, let me tell you why that's ridiculous. Because there is a such thing, even though this administration clearly does not respect the Constitution at all, except for the Second Amendment. I don't even know if they know any other amendments, because they certainly violate them all the time. So I don't really know if they respect the Constitution at all, but for the Second Amendment. They certainly don't respect the Fourth Amendment or the First Amendment because of the attacks on the media, as well as violating people's Fourth Amendment rights. And I'll talk about that in just a second, because these are the things that are happening in our country. But anyway, this man is sitting in his car. So the Fourth Amendment protects citizens from government interference into their Fourth Amendment rights. And those rights include unreasonable and unlawful searches and seizures. So for the police to come in this man's yard without probable cause, without a warrant, to come on this man's personal property, to accost him in his vehicle, and to ask him what he's doing as he's sitting in his car, in his yard, at his house. Certainly unreasonable, because whether we want to admit it or not, the truth of the matter is, if this man were white, this never would have happened. This does not happen to white people. And so that's why it's so hard for white people to understand and to believe that, you know, the person that is being accosted did nothing wrong. And so it's absurd, you know, for it's absurd to white people. And so they don't believe that these sorts of things happen without them, you know, without the person having had done something wrong, right? Because why would the police stop you or question you or any of these things if you didn't do something wrong? Well, because of your privilege, usually subjected to these things, right? And so, as black people, we are. This is our lie in America every single day of the week. Every day that ends in Y. This is the life of black people in this country. These are the things that we go through, and these are the things that we've talked about for years, except now in the days of camera phones. Now it's out there for the entire world. You would think that that would change things, but it doesn't. It doesn't change the lack of justice that is doled out. And so understand that this young man did nothing wrong. He was doing what people do in this country every day. He was sitting in his car minding his business. Whether he was reading a book, making a phone call, waiting for someone, it doesn't matter. He was in his vehicle, in his yard, and the police stopped him or came to his window to ask him what he's doing. Unreasonable. But in the days of the Trump era, these types of things are going to happen more. And the reason being is because you have a government and an administration that is basically sanctioning this type of behavior. For example, I believe it was last week, where the president was giving a speech in front of law enforcement. And he said, in essence, why are you taking it easy on these people that are being arrested? You know, why aren't you protecting their heads as you're putting them in the car? Bump their heads. Don't take it easy on them. Basically, beat them up. Do whatever you want to them because they're criminals. Now, let me tell you why that's a problem. Because people have rights. People have rights. And this administration, for some reason, doesn't understand that. They don't understand that people have constitutional protections, and they still have constitutional protections. And foremost, I thought we lived in a country, and clearly we don't. I thought we lived in a country where people were innocent until proved guilty. So now you have a president who, by the way, received rounds of applause from law enforcement when he said this, which is, oh, my God, next level disgusting. But and that tells you where law enforcement is in this country. And so when people wonder why black people are afraid of law enforcement, why they run from law enforcement, it's not because people are running because they're guilty or have something to hide. It's because they know that law enforcement does not care about their rights. Think about the case in Baltimore recently where the state's attorney had to throw out 34 cases because a police officer was caught on video planting evidence. And they do this, and they had guns, but no one believed people because they were black. No one believed them. Where police were planting this to arrest this man. So now let me tell you why all of these things are problematic. So, like I just said, people have a constitutional right to be tried and to face their accusers. People have a right under the Constitution to a jury of their peers. And people have a right to be innocent until they are presumed innocent until proven guilty. So when you have the commander-in-chief, and I can't even believe I'm saying that about Donald Trump, but when you have a commander-in-chief who is telling law enforcement it's okay to violate people's constitutional rights, despicable to another level. Like, I don't really understand the level of disgusting. I don't even understand it. But the fact that law enforcement cheered when he said that tells me that we're going to have even more. This is going to be a wide-scale problem where law enforcement is now, they've done it before anyway, but they're going to continue to rough up people because the president publicly sanctioned this behavior, this unconstitutional behavior. The president sanctioned it. And so, folks, I predict that in the next 2 years, it's going to be a race war in this country. Because it is the divisiveness that is spread by this administration is causing so much racial discord that eventually the bow is going to break. I mean, it has no choice to, but to. The bow is going to break. Because people are going to get tired of being target practice for law enforcement. And I'm silent right now because it's heartbreaking to think about it. And it's heartbreaking to know that these are the things that are happening in America. And, you know, the sad part is, this country goes and bombs other countries and goes to war with other countries, all under the guise of promoting democracy and democratic values when we don't have that in our own country. So that is hypocritical on another level, in my opinion. Absolutely hypocritical. In my opinion, a full-blown dictatorship, where you have a president who is getting rid of people left and right. Anyone who does not agree with him, he gets rid of them. Or he attacks them on Twitter or wherever else he feels like attacking them. He calls people stupid and imbeciles and, you know, I mean, all these kind of, I can't even believe the place that we are in this country. But folks, this is why it is important to vote. It's also important to be human, to act like a human being, because what the president is spreading is certainly not any sort of humanity that I think is decent. It's certainly not decent humanity. Not at all. And I can't even believe that we have a president that is spreading the kind of hatred that he is. But guess what, folks? This speaks to his base. This speaks to the people that elected him. Because when you go back and you think about months leading up to the election, if you recall, the KKK endorsed the President of the United States. And I don't ever remember him formally denouncing their support. I don't ever remember that. And so when you have a hate group who supports the president, that really tells you a lot about who that person really is. You can, you know, they always say you can tell a lot about a person by who his friends are. And so if you have a president who is being endorsed by the Ku Klux Klan, you know that we have a problem in this country. And I wanted to use my entire show today to talk about that because it's important. Because people's constitutional rights are being diminished under this administration. And so, folks, if you want to be a good, decent person, you really got to stand up for what's right. And what's right certainly is not victimizing people of color and then blaming them for their own victimization by saying, well, you know, they shouldn't have been sitting in their car, or they shouldn't have been doing that, right? when these are not the arguments that people use for white folks. This is, that's just not what happened. And so we all know that this is really about color. It's really about race. And, you know, if you read any of the comment sections on Facebook, you'll know that racism is alive and well in this country. And so, you know, I wanted to really close out the show today talking about the Constitution and why it's important to know your constitutional rights. So although we have an administration who does not care about the Constitution, it's really important in these days to know what your constitutional rights are. So just know that if you are ever stopped by law enforcement, you have every single right to know why you're being stopped. Because they have to have probable cause, because that's what the Constitution says. They have to have probable cause to believe that you're doing something that's unlawful. And so if they don't have probable cause, guess what? They have no right to stop you. They have to have, you know, they have to tell you why it is that you're being stopped. And so last week I talked about the young man who was mowing lawn, and the police stopped him and basically tried to arrest him for no reason at all. And again, more things that happen every single day in this country. The police were going to arrest him, all because the young man had the audacity to ask the officer for his name, which the officer never provided. So now, of course, that's resulted in being all over social media, as well as a lawsuit, as well as it should. It should absolutely result in a lawsuit. But just know, folks, that you have rights. You have a right to know if you are under arrest. If you're being detained, you have every single right to ask if you are under arrest. If you are not under arrest, make sure that you ask law enforcement, are you free to leave? If you're free to leave, then leave. But you have to know what your rights are. Now, law enforcement doesn't usually like when people know their rights and does not like people exercise those rights, but you have rights. If you have any questions about what your constitutional rights are, be sure to give my office a call, 301-744-7996. You can also schedule a consultation on my website, which is www.tsillmanlaw.com. And folks, as always, know your rights, because at the end of the day, it's just us. Take care. See you next week.